Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Be in Minneapolis because it is just buzzing and positive energy everywhere, because today people are partying, they're celebrating women athletes, and they're probably going to a great party to see a great basketball game tonight. Paul and Jordana here on the eve of the Women's Final Four in Minneapolis.
Great to be with you on this April Fool's Day here in Minnesota. And yeah, a lot of stuff going on, a sense of optimism, a buzz, and frankly, it's busy downtown. I haven't seen it this busy in two and a half years, Jordana.
I'm thrilled about that.
Yeah, I know. We need something to celebrate here. Susie Jones, Hurricane Susie, is in the middle of it right now. She's live from a Final Four pre-party inside the Truly On Deck at Target Field, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Title IX. Susie, welcome back. What kind of trouble are you in now?
Well, that's not very nice to say. I am behaving myself. No, I'm not. I am behaving myself. Okay. I've already been back to the food table now twice, so don't hold that against me.
Enjoy it.
Is just a beautiful place. I'm looking out over Target Field. It's a green grass, brand new turf. Of course, the opening day, not even, what is it, next Thursday? And it's going to be, what, I heard, Paul, 85 and sunny?
Somewhere, but not here.
April Fool.
Yeah, nice try.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, a lot of people down here. Game again starts tonight at 6 o'clock. And joining me this cut-in is Courtney Reese and Patrick Campion. Courtney is with Meet Minneapolis, and Patrick Campion is the Vice President of Marketing Partnerships with the Sleep Number Company. So let's start with you, Courtney, real quick. Just at the introduction, talking about business downtown and cars in the streets and people excited, that's just got to be an amazing feeling being part of Meet Minneapolis.
Absolutely. You know, tourists are a really important part of what makes the city the city, and we're so excited to welcome 25,000, 30,000 folks downtown for a ton of free events, convention center, party on the plaza outside of Target Center, and really just showing them the hospitality that we've really become known for in the past couple years with these major events.
And you said you had some special guests that are here that are potential clients that may decide to have their convention here in Minneapolis. How are we doing in terms of conventions returning to downtown Minneapolis and in general companies coming back to work?
people are so excited to see each other face to face again, and we know that there's so much business that can really be done best in person. We have a really robust lineup at the convention center this year. One of the very largest groups that we'll have will be welcoming to town the first week of May with the Craft Brewers Conference. So everybody's always very excited to have the folks that bring beer, and we're so excited, and we really appreciate Sleep Number allowing us to come in and bring some clients and show them the type of hospitality and the type of amenities that we have in the city.
And downtown businesses, a lot of them are having their employees coming back. It's this real culmination now with the Final Four and hopefully the weather getting better and then people coming back. What are we seeing in terms of capacity and that return to work policy?
Absolutely. We know that the businesses are really excited to welcome folks back. They've had spring break. The snow is melting. We are entering a new season. We have more than 45% of downtown return back, and we know that we'll have modified work in the future, but we're really excited to see what that looks like and to have a wonderful, fantastic patio season, which will be right around the corner for Minnesotans.
Awesome. Thanks, Courtney. And the Sleep Number is headquartered downtown Minneapolis, and I'm really excited to talk to Patrick Campion, Vice President, again, of Marketing Partnerships with Sleep Number, the sponsor of this wonderful event here, and I'm seeing this gorgeous bed. Tell me what that bed is.
No, we're very excited to be down here. So this is a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, and, you know, picking off what Courtney said, we are a proud Minnesota employer and a proud denizen of our headquarters here in downtown Minneapolis. So we're very excited to support, you know, one of the largest events in women's sports and see all these people downtown. So it's an awesome thing. And this host house just gives an opportunity to create conversations about women's leadership. And, you know, for us to be part of that conversation as a female-led company is incredible, right?
Talk about that, a female-led company and the sense of that empowerment of women within the company.
For sure. So Shelley Heibach has been our leader for over 12 years, strong leader, and it just permeates in our company. We have gender equity on our board. So really, really, that individuality and the equity is such a strong part of our brand. So this was just a natural part, this event, for us to be a part of. So it's awesome.
And were you a basketball player in your youth?
Are you holding the mic high and asking that question? Yes, I was a basketball player in my youth. So all in past tense, but yes, no.
So it's fun to be here tonight. You have a favorite?
I am impressed by the athleticism, the level of the game, and the excitement of the women's game. I mean, I can tell you watching those games last weekend was incredible, and I'm super excited to see the four teams on display tonight and then culminating the championship game on Sunday.
Are you kind of rooting for Paige Beckers, though?
You know, I am a Minnesotan, so of course I am a little bit. We're excited for all four teams, but that little Minnesota angle, I'm a Minnesotan. We always like one among us, so yes.
Very good. Well, thanks you both. Patrick Campion, Vice President of Marketing Partnerships with Sleep Number, and Courtney Reese with Meet Minneapolis. You guys, it's starting to fill up even more. And as I mentioned, we also are going to have Governor Tim Walz stopping by here as well to see who he thinks is going to win it all this weekend. I'm sure he won't say that because, you know, he's a politician.
Yeah.
But really, it's a great deal of fun. And a lot of people, they had some nice roundtable discussions about women in leadership positions. And interesting that women who've played sports, it's shown, do go on to leadership roles within corporations, like the number of women CEOs in the country can be tied back to their involvement in sports. So there's something to be said for it. I played, you know, I won the sixth grade Luxton Park basketball tournament citywide. Woohoo! But then I wasn't any good after that. So now you guys got me in broadcasting.
You've done just fine, Susie. You've done just fine. And it makes sense to me. I mean, it teaches you teamwork, right? One person can't do it all. It teaches flexibility, how to pivot when you have to pivot because it never turns out the way you think it's going to turn out. So I get it, the link between athleticism, any kind of sports participation, and a greater chance of success in business. So glad we're highlighting that. And you're doing an amazing job, Susie. We will hear back from you in just a few minutes, hopefully with Governor Walz. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Well done. Yeah.
So fun. I kind of feel like I'm there, you know, hearing her talk to everybody, hearing the ambient noise in the background. It's I can't be there, but it's fun to live it through Susie.
It's an exciting time for Minneapolis, for the Twin Cities, and for the state hosting this event. And four amazing teams on display this evening, one winner Sunday evening. Yeah, it's hard not to root for UConn. I'm sorry. It's just.
Of course.
Yeah. anyway.
Our own page. That's right.
Yeah.
So, 4-day work week. You in for that? A new study is happening in the U.S. Let's talk more next.
4-day work week, go. Huh? I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So if it was a 4-day work week, I imagine you and I would not be talking right now because I'm pretty sure most of us would take Fridays off, right?
Well, yeah, Friday or Monday. Yeah. Yeah.
So starting today, dozens of companies in the U.S. and Canada are taking part in a global trial. It's just a trial to see how 4-day work weeks work. Sort of a work weeks work. Okay. Anyway, moving on. The test is what happens when employees turn in the same amount of work for less time. So we're not saying less work. We're saying you have to do like 10-hour days, you know, and maybe instead of an 8-hour day, you do a 10-hour day and make up for the rest of the 8 hours during those 4 days. Now, of course, advocates say the potential benefits is obviously more employee satisfaction, less commute time, maybe more childcare savings, but some worry that it could add higher pressure and a little more anxiety. So there are 35 companies that are currently doing this trial. They're big companies like Kickstarter. This is like these are some big companies, okay? And it's going to last 6 months. And they're going to see if there is, and afterward, they're going to see if there is a better work-life balance. They're going to, do a survey. And I don't know what's going to happen, but A, I'm really glad that there are American companies that are trying it. And I think I would love it, Paul.
Well, yeah, I know. But I mean, we have a radio show 5 days a week.
Yep, we do.
Right? So do you think management would be okay if maybe we went to 4 afternoons a week? For 4 hours instead of 3 hours?
I don't know. Huh? I don't know. We have a job where we have to react to the news. It's not like we could tape something and run it on Friday.
Well, we could, but it would end badly. Yeah.
It would not. You know, they do that like Colbert. Colbert does that. He tapes two shows on Thursday. And you can totally tell that the Friday one is taped and staged. And if there's breaking news that he hasn't reacted to it. So while we get a little entertainment, the Friday show is never as good as the Monday through Thursday one. But that's just you and me. Like, I think for other folks.
Sure.
Bring it.
For a lot of jobs, yeah, it just makes sense. 4 days, 10-hour days. But, I mean, who works 10 hours straight? I mean, I know a lot of people do. They have no choice. But most people, you have bursts of productivity, bursts of creativity, and then you need a break. You can't be on 10 hours straight. You have to break that up.
Of course.
Or you go nuts.
But you're not on 8 hours straight anyway.
That's true.
Either at a regular work day. It's not like anybody's working 8 hours straight either.
Well,
so that's not a... And also, I think some of these 4-day work weeks, you know, a lot of them may be able to be working from home.
Yeah.
So you work... I know, like, I'm up early. I get up in the morning. I get up early and I scroll through all my news feeds that I want to look at, you know, aggregate some show ideas for us. Like, and then I take a little break and exercise or go eat or so. You know, like, I don't work straight either. I have the flexibility of our job. I mean, yes, we work 3 hours straight when we do our show, but come on. We all work a little bit here, a little bit there. You guys were emailing late at night or early in the morning. That happens all the time, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, what worked in the 1970s probably won't work in the 2020s. No. And the pandemic taught us that we can still be productive. And there are a lot of studies that show that we were actually more productive during the pandemic, right? Not having the commute, more time at home to focus on cranking stuff out. So, hey, I found something here. I just want to quiz you real quickly. What's the top concern right now among Americans? If you had to guess right now, today, top concern.
I'm going to say healthcare. That's top of mind for me. Healthcare.
Inflation.
Oh, yeah. David says money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A new Harvard-Harris poll, Americans care more about inflation than any other issue, far more than climate change or what happened January 6th of last year, or women's rights or cancel culture or racial equity. 3/4 of American voters say they've been personally impacted by inflation, which makes sense. You know, if you've been to the gas station lately, gas over $4 a gallon. So, yeah, it's not just gas. It's everything. It's the price of housing. It's groceries. It's the whole kit and caboodle, inflation. Anyway, we need to wrap up because I think Susie Jones is going to corner Governor Walz and try to get an interview with him about all the great
stuff. Maybe
she'll
ask him about inflation.
Yeah, maybe. That's coming up next.
So it's not only been a party. It's not only been a celebration of women athletes, of female athletes. It's not only been inclusive of local homegrown girl Paige Beckers, who we will watch playing for UConn. But Susie has also run into the governor. So Governor Tim Walz is joining Susie Jones as they party at the Final Four preparations. Hey, Susie.
Yeah, in a million years would you think I could say I was partying with the governor? I am partying with
the governor. That's a nice ring, yeah.
Hi, Jordana. Hi, Paul.
Hello. Hey, Governor.
Hi, Governor.
It really is a party atmosphere out here. We're looking down at the green grass at Target Field and a whole bunch of smiling faces in this room ready to be back.
It's amazing. And you guys, this place is just filled up. We've been here all afternoon and talked to great athletes and coaches and had an opportunity to talk to downtown Minneapolis business owners. It feels like a celebration. It feels like we're right at, it couldn't have come together any better, except Paul Douglas didn't get us like 57 degrees.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ooh. I blame myself.
Isn't it? Do you have that? Hope springs eternal.
It does. I thought Susie was setting me up. She said there's been a whole bunch of great athletes sitting in this chair, and now she has me. But no, it really is. It does feel like people are back. We know that, you know, return to work and a lot of hard work managing the COVID epidemic, but it feels like people are really ready for that. I think all of us know that isolation and that missing these types of things, these are not just things you go to. It's part of who we are. And to have the Final Four and the nation looking at these incredible athletes and looking at our city, it's good. We need to show them that Minneapolis and Minnesota, we're here.
And, you know, the Minnesota Lynx are the most successful professional team we have in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. And how we...
This is Title Town. Women bring them home.
Forget
to us.
About
so
Green Bay.
The women win titles in Minnesota.
Ooh, Green Bay. Anyway, sorry. I digress. That just came out of me. I didn't mean to say that so loud. But it is, you know, we talked a little earlier about that. When we had our championships, the four of them, the parties we had, the parades we had, and it's really not like that in every other state in terms of embracing women in sports.
No, and I think there's a lot of pioneers here. I had the privilege, I think you were telling you that, I had the privilege to coach women's basketball as an assistant coach to one of the best coaches I ever worked with, Kendra Hins at Mankato West. She was a state champion when she was at Mankato East, and then the two of us worked together coaching some incredible athletes at Mankato. I think there's a tradition here. We've had female athletic directors in our high schools, I think, longer than any other state. And, of course, we have athletes that, like Lindsay Whalen, going into the Hall of Fame.
And
these people, and we're, you know, Paige coming home. It inspires them. I think the idea is that this event holds up all on its own, and Minnesota's the right place for it.
I was talking to my former colleague, Sloan Martin, who left WCCO to now call Big Ten Sports, and she said that the Big Ten had some of the highest ratings it's ever had, like more than 2 million people watching. So it's not just supporting them, it's actually showing up and watching. And
no, that's right, and there's a lot of shoulders to stand on. This is the Title IX lounge, and thinking about what Title IX did and that inclusion, and knowing we got a long ways to go. I know our women's national team, soccer team, making the case on equal pay because, as we all know, they draw large crowds, much larger than the men, because that inspiration. I saw it with my daughter. She has, you know, the Carly Lloyds and others who are heroes to them when they're growing up.
Did Paige play? Did your daughter play any sports?
She played soccer.
Okay.
She
played soccer. Gus?
Gus plays men's volleyball.
Really?
I did not know this, but I do now. One of the fastest growing sports in Minnesota. About 30 states have men's volleyball as a high school league sport, and that's what Gus found his niche.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And for our radio audience, we are talking to Governor Tim Walz. Paul and Jordana are holding things down at the station, and we are at this beautiful place at Target Field. The green grass is on one side, and there's food here if you're hungry, Governor.
She looks at me and says, "She knows I never miss a meal, so I appreciate that." First, it's the athlete. That's yeah, not Paul, true. I appreciate you sitting there and taking this all in. As I'm
yeah, and feel for you, guys.
I feel for you, Governor. I do. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That's a last. You'd have lots to say, Paul. If either Paul or Jordana want to jump in, feel free to ask a question.
This must be sweet relief for you, Governor Walz, with everything in your schedule and the last 2 years. I mean, this has to be like a breath of fresh air, right?
It is, and I think that's the way other folks feel. And I am, you know, think of all the planning that goes into this. And, you know, in January and February, looking at where those hospitalizations were and some of that, it was pretty nerve-wracking. But, you know, folks did the right things that they got here. And, again, I can't stress enough that these are the parts of life that are fun and that we like to do. And so that part feels really good to me. I mentioned when somebody said, you know, they said this early on, when this is over, what do you really want to see first? And I mentioned I want to see smiling faces in schools and people gathering laughing. And that's what they're doing here. And they're going to go watch some incredible basketball. And kind of, it does feel like, with, I heard you talking, spring's coming, the snow's melting. We have baseball starting in a week. We got the Final Four in basketball. It does feel like maybe a restart. And I think we all need it.
Yeah, amen to that.
Sure. And Governor, while we have you, just some advice for the future. You know, Paul and I just read a story that Inflation, money issues are the number one cause of stress, the number one concern for Americans. Can you offer us, I mean, obviously you mentioned kind of getting out of COVID. Can you offer us some advice, suggestions, a way forward for Minnesotans?
No, I think it's recognizing that. And, you know, I hope we learned a lot of empathy during COVID, that not everybody had managed, you know, the same way in terms of economically. And I think when we see these things, just making sure that we're making smart policy decisions that recognize families are looking at when they see gas prices, and they don't, it doesn't really matter to an individual what's causing those prices to increase. What matters to them is they've increased, and that's a direct impact. And I think that showing some grace coming out of COVID, we've seen stresses up, we've seen airline fights and just kind of a more of a meanness. I really think an event like this, kind of showing grace to one another, recognizing that people are going through challenges, and we get through these together. So I think, you know, the economy, the long-term indicators look good, but a recognition that, you know, prices increasing impact families greatly, and we should make sure that we're very cognizant of that.
Governor, are you optimistic that the downtowns are coming back now that the virus appears, God willing, to be fading, and we'll keep an eye out for future variants, but are you optimistic? Minneapolis, St. Paul, the drivers, the economic drivers for the entire state, we need the downtown to be successful. Are you optimistic?
Yes, absolutely. And I think there's no doubt that the future of work looks a little different as people working remotely. We found out our pets and our children sometimes like having us around at managing life. But I also know productivity, sharing an office culture, being downtown, going out on the patios, all of that matters. And I think now where we start to see that, that's why people are talking about how can we make sure not only health-wise are we getting people back, but safety-wise to make sure people feel comfortable. And I think showing this story of showing, you know, the thousands of people are on the streets down here, they're enjoying it, the restaurants are open, people are coming from work. I'm very optimistic, but I think now we need to re-envision what does kind of this post-COVID workplace look like. But I don't ever see people, I mean, I hope not, where isolation, working from home, ordering food, you know, that's dropped off at your door, you lose the human experience. And work can be a challenge enough, and being in your house 24/7, I think people are hungry to get back down.
And I wanted to ask another question. I hope you guys don't mind back there.
Please.
We are coming up to the final weeks of this legislative session. Third week in May, by law, it's not a budget year.
Yep.
So that's always a little easier. However, there's an almost $10 billion budget surplus that at this point, I don't know if all the ducks are in a row for how that's going to get spent. How would you characterize the final weeks of the session, and what would you like to see done?
Yeah, well, first of all, Minnesota is one of the only few states with a divided legislature. It means compromise is the air that we breathe. We got a nice move yesterday on reinsurance. We had some moves today on supporting Ukraine. I think there's movement. There's good relationships that are happening right now. I really believe, going back to that question, you know, about the economy asking and people are kind of hurting on that, it makes sense to me to get money back in folks' pocket and then think about the things that we're able to do, whether it's investing in education or some of the research we're seeing at our universities. There's plenty of wins here, and reminding folks, this surplus was created not by tax increases. It was created by consumer spending that went to durable goods, and tax collections were higher. That won't always be the case. So I think that what you're going to find is what I think everybody kind of hopes for, is a compromise amongst folks that gives a little bit of what everybody kind of wants and does so fiscally responsible. So I'm still very hopeful. I think the last couple of days was some real breakthrough stuff, and I thank the legislature. It's hard. The legislature has to get a majority of folks. You got to get 202 people kind of moving in the same directions, the herding cats thing. But I think Minnesotans are speaking very clearly. Get us some relief right now. Get us some long-term relief where they can. Invest in the things we care about. And let's get back to the business of living our lives kind of the way we did.
And special session? Is it even on the table?
No. Well, they're not special anymore.
And, no, they're
and
not.
I'm a deadline believer. And we had an April 1st deadline for this bill around insurance.
Yeah.
And it was real. and it got done. And I think all of us, it's not about procrastination, it's just hard. But what I would say is, for myself, for the legislators, the public has deadlines. They have to get their work in. They have to be at work at this time and end at this time. We should do the same thing and just let those deadlines help force some compromise that we have to get done. That's what this one did.
All right, Governor. Paul and Giordano, the governor just told me he has to go. And before he goes, he wants to get over to the food table.
Oh, Susie.
It's just an easy target for this stuff. Yeah. But, well, we do want to say to everyone who's visiting Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota, welcome. You're welcome here. It's going to be a great weekend of high-quality basketball. And enjoy yourselves here in this great city.
Hey. Thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Susie. Well done, and thank you, nice. Governor Walz.
All right, and thanks to Governor Walz, and thanks to you for listening. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's time to call or text in. 651-461-9226. 651-461-WCCO. That is the number to call or text. We're taking live calls. And your text, I can only imagine, we didn't have a chance to ask the governor, but I bet that he is out celebrating the Final Four in Minneapolis, that people are downtown. He has much to be happy about today, I'm sure, among personal things. But that is a victory for the state that we are hosting this amazing event.
Yeah, it's a sign of normalcy that we've all been craving for 2 years. Yeah. Let's fixate on some basketball games and bringing more people downtown. And so, yeah, I'm happy for the little things and the big things. Jor, you've had another roller coaster week. What are you happy about?
Yeah, it has been a strange week. So I'm happy to be home. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Paul? I'm also very happy for the incredible care that I get when I am admitted to Mayo, the incredible care I get from Minnesota Oncology when I'm here. I'm just really happy for smart doctors and technology and science because I'm still alive. And that might not have been the case a few years ago. So very grateful to be living in this time where I can access healthcare, can pay for it because of my union and my good healthcare. And I'm glad to be home for a little bit of respite before I gear up for a bone marrow transplant.
I'm happy you can be on the air doing these shows with everything else going on. You still find a way to get up for these shows. So I don't take that for granted, Jordan. You sound great. And, you know, one day at a time.
What about you, my friend? What are you happy about?
I'm speaking of healthcare, my grandson developed hives. He was on an antibiotic for an ear infection. So now, yeah, he's going out. He's taking swim lessons. He's two. And he's taking swim lessons and going out and just catching all the stuff that little kids always catch, right? That's and so they gave him an antibiotic that caused an allergic reaction. And he's okay, but he had quite a case of the hives yesterday and was not a happy guy. But he's getting better. And tomorrow, flying out to see Falker, I get to hang out with him for a week and share some more stories. He's 91, and he's still going strong, and I'm giving my sister a break. She checks in on him every day, and I'm giving Joan a break so she can get out of town for a few days. And always good seeing Dad. So I know he loves you, and he sends his best wishes, and you're in his prayers. No question.
David, what's making you happy, sir?
Well, one of our texters just said that they're happy to be going to their grandson's third birthday party, and that's what's happening in my house this weekend, too. It's birthday weekend. Two people in our house have birthdays this weekend, and my in-laws are in town, and it's just so fun. And look, my almost two-year-old is now a huge fan of her grandfather, who just gets, like, attacked. There's, like, a little kid hugging his leg all the time, and I don't know if he likes it or not, but as a father, I mean, that's just the greatest thing. For your kids to love their grandparents and for the grandparents to be present, it's just the best. So I'm happy about that. And obviously some of our listeners are in the same boat.
Very cool. It's as good really as everybody good. Said it would be. The whole grandparenting thing, you lease versus buy. You just love them up and you hand them back and walk away. So it's pretty cool.
It's
as you will discover, Jor.
Beautiful thing.
You're already kind of a grandma, right? But not really.
Yes, of
kind
course.
Of step-grandma?
I have three grandchildren on Mark's side. Yes, Mark's absolutely. Side, right. And they're amazing. You know, they're so fun. And unfortunately now, being a bit immunocompromised, usually we have them over, two of them, we have them over for Shabbos on Friday, but we'll not be able to have them, unfortunately, over for Shabbos, but we'll have to FaceTime and see them that way. Our text line is 651-461-9226. That is also the number that you can call live. David tells me you don't have any, we don't have any phone calls, so feel free to call. My oldest just texted in and said, driving with friends to Zupa's for Shabbos dinner. It's a Shabbos miracle. That's what's making me happy. I guess she loves Zupa's. It's a noodle place. I think it's a noodle place, Zupas. Right? I think it's a noodle place.
I don't know what that is.
That's her Shabbos miracle, yes. this texter writes, I'm happy that when my car completely died, I was only two blocks from home.
Oh.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Yeah.
The little things in life, the absolute little things in life. So, and Mark yelled in during the commercial, he is happy to be home. I mean, the poor man, you know what an angel caregiver he is for me. Well, he stayed in a hotel. They got him a little bit of a discounted rate. He stayed in a hotel the whole time that I was in the hospital this week. Usually I don't allow that. I make him go home and chill out and be here, but he wanted to stay, and he's just, he is an angel on earth here.
He is. So. Ruby watched Nala?
He's glad to be
Ruby watched the dog?
Nope, Nala came.
Oh, Nala came along.
With him.
Really?
Ruby was on spring break with a friend.
Very cool. All right. Happy. And we're happy that Susie Jones is down at Target Field right now with a special mystery guest every Vikings fan is going to recognize. Hey, Susie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Not as good as you.
Well, I'm just eating a cookie.
Well, I'm sorry I caught you at an inopportune time.
Really. I really am.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible? You know, that's what happens to
not
me
at all.
When I'm at a party, you guys, I lose track of time. I don't know if you know that or not.
That's okay. You're supposed to lose track of time at a party. So it's...
Honestly, thank goodness Michelle's here because she's like, you have 1 minute. So I ran over and I got Randall McDaniel, Hall of Famer, Minnesota Viking, also elementary school teacher. Don't know if you know that. And all around good guy. Well, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Tell me about what this event means to you as a professional athlete and a teacher.
Well, I would do one thing. Retired just this year. My actual job was an educational assistant. So I got to work with all the kids and all the grades. And that way I get to know them all. This event... just like you said, working in the school, you get to see the kids grow and mature and learn as they go and watch them learn all those skills to get to that next level. And watching this event is that's what it is. It's that culmination of all the hard work you put in along the way to get to the highest level before you go out to the next phase. So it's fun to watch.
Do you see young girls that you have taught prior to retiring having more of a sense of I can do anything?
Yes. I mean, I at school before I retired, I played games with all the kids. It was open for everybody, boys, girls, everything. And I told them, if you work on your skills, you work hard, you can have all those opportunities in the world. So I mean, everybody knew how to catch a football for me, boys and girls. Everybody got the race, do everything with me, so it was a good job. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for stopping by. Wonderful event. Final Four. Have a great time tonight. I know you're here to see the game.
I will. Thank you.
All right, and back to you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you.
Thank you, Susie. We love you too. Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.